Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'll be your host as we go through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. If you missed TXF's annual MENA event, head to txfnews.com where you can find both the top takeaways from Max Thompson, TXF editor, and the session recordings themselves through the on-demand section of the website. In the news, JBIC has signed a pair of buyer credit facilities with Comisión Federal de Electricidad, the Mexican state-owned utilities firm. At $278 million and $155 million respectively, the deals will support the purchase of power generation equipment from Mitsubishi Heavy Industries for two gas-fired combined cycle power plants, a 956-megawatt site in Salamanca and a 467-megawatt site in San Luis Potosi. Citibank co-financed the deals and Nexi is providing guarantees. Mexico is developing efficient gas facilities as part of its commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 35% by 2030. Turk Exim Bank has signed a 10-year, 140 million euro deal with a syndication of commercial banks. Nexi is offering insurance while the Treasury has issued a repayment guarantee. The financing will bolster trade activities between Turkish exporters and Japanese firms. In particular, support will go to SMEs, women-inclusive exporters, and environmentally conscious manufacturers. Kexim is set to establish its first overseas office in Poland. The announcement follows on from recent amendments to the Kexim Act, which increased the ECA's financial capacity in the wake of surging interest in the country's defence industry. A spokesperson for Kexim emphasised that defence was not the only industry that Kexim can support. Korea's economic ties with Poland developed over the course of the 2010s. At present, 370 domestic Korean companies have entered Poland with a total investment of $6 billion. The Industrial Bank of Korea, Woori Bank and Shinhan Bank have all opened offices in Poland, with Hana Bank looking at establishing its own branch. In commodities and trade, Trafigura has closed facilities totaling 123.45 billion Japanese yen, or roughly $821 million. The Samurai loan is comprised of a 3-year 82.95 billion yen facility and a 5-year 40.5 billion yen facility. The total loan was upsized by 29.7 billion yen. MUFG, Mizuho, SMBC and Development Bank of Japan acted as MLAs and bookrunners. In addition, 24 institutions joined, including 8 new lenders. The trader has also pleaded guilty to US charges of bribery in Brazil and will pay $126 million in fines and forfeited profits. The US Justice Department accused Trafigura of corrupt practices used to secure oil contracts from Petrobras between 2003 and 2014. The news marks the first time that Trafigura has admitted to wrongdoing as part of a major investigation into what has become known as the car wash scandal, following previous cases involving Glencore and Vitol. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.